Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. This week, we're featuring five winners of the annual Senior Superlatives. William Cannell of Seton Hall University captured the Listener Choice Award with the discovery of a long-lost letter that explains the shifting political fortunes of Niccolo Machiavelli.
Machiavelli's little book, The Prince, famously argues that good rulers need to know how to be not good. In the private archive of an Italian noble family on an island in the middle of a beautiful lake, I discovered a letter that gives new information. The Prince was written in 1513, in the months after Machiavelli's release from prison in Florence, where he had been arrested and tortured on a false charge of conspiracy. Throughout Italy, it was a time of sudden regime change, not unlike today's Arab Spring. Unemployed, barely able to make ends meet, forbidden by government decree from leaving Florentine territory for 1 year, Machiavelli despaired. His best chance was a close friend, Francesco Vettori, then ambassador to the Pope. But in August, Vettori stopped answering Machiavelli's letters. Among today's unemployed, there are many who know how Machiavelli must have felt. Yet the relationship would be patched up. 3 months later, seemingly out of the blue, Vettori reached out to his old friend. He invited him to Rome. Delighted, Machiavelli told his friend that while he was out of work, he had written a little treatise, a fantasy of mine, on principalities. It has been a mystery why Vettori wrote to his friend after 3 months of silence. The letter I discovered in an archive on an island in a lake solves it. It is a bureaucratic letter sent to Vettori from the chancery where Machiavelli previously worked. A friend inserted an unexpected name at the bottom of the page. It read NMAC for Niccolo Machiavelli. This tipped off Vettori that Machiavelli's parole had expired and he was now free. So Vettori picked up his pen and invited his old friend to Rome. Memo to job seekers. Friends from your old job, like Machiavelli's friend in the chancery, are crucial.
That was William Cannell of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.